If you would, turn in your Bibles this morning to Colossians chapter 2. We pause in our teaching of Ephesians to focus this morning on the first of the month. On a thought regarding the celebration of the Lord's Supper. When we read the story about the crucifixion, we often focus on the physical dimensions. The crowds yelling, "Hosanna, Hosanna," are quickly turned to crowds that yell, "Crucify him, crucify him." We see the mobs crying out that they want Barabbas instead of Jesus. And we wonder what in the wide world would cause people to so suddenly turn at the beginning of the week of the Lord's Passion, they call it, to cry out, "Hosanna, Hosanna," and then quickly, 4 days later, could be so capricious, so random, as to once again cry out, "We want Barabbas," knowing full well that Barabbas was a murderer, the Bible tells us, and a robber. What in the wide world? And in chapter 2, verse 15 of Colossians, the Bible focuses on the greater reality of things that we only have hints about. And that is the spiritual dimension that was taking place in these times in which Jesus was marching in to Jerusalem, and the crowds were yelling. And then 4 days later, what they did, that there was a spiritual dimension that was more true, more real than anything that had been experienced that we could see. We know from the Bible that when God created man, man rebelled. That there is an unseen, hidden force of rebellion against God. There are great mysteries in Scripture. The great mystery is, where did this unseen, hidden rebellion against God come from? We know a few things. We don't know much. We don't know when it happened, but we do know that something created by God high-handedly, deliberately chose to rebel against God. And that there is, that we cannot see behind the physical of Jesus' crucifixion, there is a real spiritual dimension to everything that is going on. Paul will tell us in Ephesians when we get there, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. Behind every physical movement in this world, there is something that modern humanity either rejects or has no idea that there's a spiritual dimension. And that this world that we are in is occupied territory. When you sing that song, "This is my Father's world," be careful with that song. Who's your daddy? Because the Bible makes it very clear that the God of this world, the God of this age, is Satan. Now, how does that work out, Pastor Dave? I have no idea, except that I do know that Jesus talked about Satan being in control. And the reason why Jesus was placed upon the cross went far beyond jealousy and hatred. It went to an absolute spiritual dimension of an ancient, long, horrific hatred of God and the God who created man. And that on the cross, 2,000 years ago, this is what Paul says in verse 15, that Jesus disarmed rulers and authorities. What does that involve? I understand that when they declared World War II over, for those of you who can remember that World War II wasn't over the day they declared it over. Do you know why? Because many of the enemies still did not lay down their arms and give up fighting. There were pockets of resistance. There were some troops in Southeast Asia that would have considered it a disgrace to surrender and go home. As a matter of fact, I understand that I think it was about 20 years ago they found one Japanese soldier still out somewhere in the Philippines who did not know that World War II had ended. Well, on the cross 2,000 years ago, whatever this fighting, this spiritual force arrayed against God, Jesus Christ brought about their defeat. But many of these forces are still fighting. You know, there's a really interesting statement in Luke chapter 22. Hold your finger in Colossians and you can get hints of this spiritual dimension that we don't see much about in communion. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread, chapter 22, verse 1, was approaching, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how they might put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. Well, why did they want to put Jesus to death? On a human level, you would see jealousy, fear, hatred, but behind there was a spiritual dimension that was more real than the dimension we're aware of that we can touch, feel, and see with our senses. And look what it says in verse 3. And Satan entered into Judas, who is called Iscariot. Now, reports that I'm reading are that demonic possession is growing geometrically. There's only one time I can tell you for sure that Satan actually entered into a person, and that was in the case of Judas. To betray the Son of Man, Satan took Lucifer, whatever you want to call this creature, took personal command to destroy the Savior. He entered in to Judas Iscariot. In other words, in order to do this in the spiritual dimensional battle that we're in, that we cannot see, that Paul hints about, that Jesus disarmed, the actual general himself possessed Judas. Now, in this morning's Sunday school, we saw that a strange thing. Judas was given the ability at one point to cast out demons and to heal. And he deliberately turned his back on Jesus and God. And in order to, in this spiritual dimension that communion looks at, Satan himself, you know what the word Satan means? Adversary. Satan himself, the most powerful opponent of God in the spiritual realm, actually entered into Judas Iscariot in order to accomplish the mission of killing Jesus. But not only that, but in Luke 22, verse 52, or 53, let's start at 52. In Luke 22, 52 and 53, Jesus is talking to the chief priests and officers of the temple and the elders who had come out against him. That sign that kind of spooks me out, for when Judas actually went up to Jesus and kissed Jesus and said, "Rabbi," do you know who actually kissed Jesus? There's a whole spiritual dimension to this that we as Christians just do not remember. It was Judas fully, they call it perfect possession by Satan, and kiss Jesus. And then they bring him before the chief priests and the officers of the temple. And it wasn't just their hatred and dislike of Jesus. There's a spiritual dimension here that we do not pay attention to at times. Jesus says, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as against a robber? While I was with you daily in the temple, you did not lay hands on me." But then look at the most, to me, this is the most chilling words that Jesus spoke at the time. "But this hour and the power of darkness are yours." In other words, Satan himself in this dimension of spiritual force, it wasn't just the chief priests and scribes. They were merely on the human area. Satan had used their jealousy, their hatred, in order to accomplish his purpose of destroying Jesus. And then we go back to Colossians chapter 2. And in the mystery of all of this, it says that when Jesus Christ was killed upon the cross and resurrected, as acutely cunning and intelligent as this spiritual wickedness of Satan is, look what it says in 15, that Jesus disarmed through his death and resurrection rulers and authorities. Who are they? They're not human. Paul is not talking here about a human dimension. In order to destroy Jesus, the hatred that is spewed out at Jesus is never, listen to me, the hatred that is spewed out against Jesus and the gospel is never singular, dimensional, human. It is always spiritual. The human is merely something we can see. Behind it is the spiritual dimension. And these rulers and authorities, thinking that they had destroyed Jesus and God's plan, it says, he made a public display of them. To whom? This is the great mystery of this spiritual dimension. These spiritual creatures God, in the death and resurrection of Jesus, actually displayed his power over them. And what he has in mind here is when Romans would capture people, they would actually take the general of the army and the soldiers, take all their weapons off of them and march them through town, mocking them and putting them into slavery. And that's what's in view here. He disarmed these spiritual powers and authorities. Who are they, Pastor Dave? We have no idea, except they're the fallen forces of Lucifer. And he made it a public display of them. To whom? Did you see it? Did you see it? No. I believe something happened in the spiritual realm that God literally showed all of his spiritual force enemies that they had been conquered. Something that we don't think about much. That they were marched somehow in a spiritual dimension in defeat. And triumphed over them through him, so that now, though Satan is the god of this world, guess what? The death of Jesus Christ has effected the spiritual defeat of these dimensions that we cannot even begin to fathom, and that one day Jesus will return, and all of these spiritual forces of darkness will be imprisoned in the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels who followed him. But there is a spiritual dimension that we cannot even begin to quite fully understand of what happened. You cannot put Jesus on the cross unless there's an engagement in battle of a spiritual dimension that none of us have a full understanding of what is going on. It's the great mystery. And this celebrates the defeat of the enemy who is the god of this world.